Rave Radio. It's Wednesday, March 19th, and this is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Rays. Daily Rants and Rays are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, which is brought to you by Atlas Sound. You can check out Atlas Sound at atlassound.com. And Ingram Micro, the big AV distributor. You can check them out at ingrammicro.com. So today I want to talk about this trend in 4K, and it's in lots of different levels. Obviously, 4K resolution TVs are now debuting in the home side. Consumer, you can even go into places like Best Buy and you can order 4K TVs. You can see them demoed and they cost anywhere from $5,000 to $20,000, depending on how big you want. There are a group of 4K projectors just now starting to debut for the home AV market as well. We're waiting for a 4K chip from Texas Instruments DLP Group so that they can have 4K projectors that are, you know, sized for the home and for the corporate AV market. But for now, most of the displays 4K are either for the home or high-end commercial applications. However, in the digital signage market, we're seeing a movement in 4K as well, because in addition to 4K displays being available for digital signage, that means that 4K players, media players, have to be available too. And at the DSE show last month, there were a handful of manufacturers that launched 4K players. I think BrightSign was the first company to launch a 4K player, and the most recent one yesterday was Vizix, who added a 4K media player for digital signage. All of these media players are fairly small considering what they're able to do. All of them use HDMI 1.4 or higher outputs, and all of them have basically like a miniature computer inside of them, but they output 4K resolution, and of course they can output 2K resolution or 1080p as well. But we've got a lot of stuff on 4K on our website. All you got to do is go to ravepubs.com and type in 4K, and you'll find all sorts of articles and products about 4K 4K releases. And, of course, you can see the story on the new Vizix 4K media player at ravepubs.com right now. So check it all out. Read about it. Get familiar with it, because in addition to 4K playing a part in the display side of things, signal routing and distribution in 4K is important, because you can't just take your current HDMI switchers and DAs and just put them in a 4K system. You've got to have 4K compliant products, and all the major manufacturers are coming out with 4K compliant products, including companies like Extron and Kramer and Crestron and AMX. Again, you can see them all by going to ravepubs.com and just typing in the words 4K, or the number 4 and the letter K. This is Gary K. Thanks for listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.